AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A woman has come forward claiming Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker pressured her into an abortion in 1993 and paid for one after she became pregnant during their six-year relationship while Walker was married to his first wife. A former girlfriend said Walker did the same for her in 2009. Herschel Walker responded,
"I'm done with this foolishness. I've already told people this is a lie, and I'm not going to entertain continue to carry a lie alone. And I also want to let you know I didn't kill JFK either."
The woman who made the announcement today did not reveal her identity because she fears reprisals. Three men were convicted of supporting a plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
"We find the defendant guilty."
In Michigan's Jackson County Circuit Court, Joe Morrison, Pete Musico, and Paul Bellar were each found guilty on all three charges they faced, including providing material support for a terrorist act. They were members of a paramilitary group known as the Wolverine Watchmen and held firearms drills with Adam Fox. He was convicted in federal court of conspiring to kidnap Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. State Attorney General Dana Nessel hailed the outcome.
"Terrorist attacks and mass shootings are not spontaneous events. They're the result of planning, plotting, and amassing resources in a buildup to violent acts."
Of the 14 men arrested, five have now been convicted, two have pleaded guilty, and two acquitted. The other five still face charges in state court. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Wisconsin today, Darryl Brooks was convicted of killing six people when he drove his SUV through a Christmas parade near Milwaukee last year. He faces a mandatory life sentence on each homicide count. The Los Angeles City Council was forced to recess to clear chanting protesters from the chamber, as members were poised to formally rebuke two councilmen and the council's former president for racist comments and involvement in a racism scandal. Stocks finished mixed. This is AP News. A strong earthquake shook parts of the Philippines. 36 people were injured.
The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology says the magnitude 6.4 quake was centered in Abra province at a depth of 7 miles. The U.S. tsunami warning system says no warning or advisory was issued. The tremors forced the closure of an international airport and prompted the evacuation of patients in a hospital in the Abra region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal judge in Maryland says there's a very high likelihood he'll order a mental evaluation for a California man charged with trying to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. According to court filings, Nicholas Roski told unidentified internet users his goal was to reverse the then-leaked draft decision that ultimately overturned Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. Roski is charged with attempting to murder a justice of the United States. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.